Chapter 7. It was a pleasant enough stream, running from the woodlands out onto the flatlands. However, this was where Oakheart Witherspike ran the raft aground. The big florid hedgehog had dozed off at the tiller, causing his craft to bump over some rocks which lurked in the shallows. The stream lass was a fine old craft, with a blockhouse of logs at its centre. It had ornate wooden rails and a single mast, from which hung strings of washing and a square canvas sail. The faded sign painted on the sail announced the Witherspike Performing Players, though the sign painter had made a spelling error. The word performing read preforming. The shock of the raft bumping roughly aground caused chaos on board. Oakheart's mother, Crumphis, and his wife, Dimphnia, clutching baby Dub-Dub to her, came stampeding out onto the stream bank. These were followed by the rest of his family, four other hedgehogs, a mole, a squirrel and two bank voles, the latter four creatures he and his wife had adopted. Every beast was waving paws in alarm and crying out, either in panic or anger. Dimphnia bellowed at her husband.
Okay, you dozed off again, you great bumbler.
Rising from his armchair, which was nailed to the deck alongside the tiller, Oakheart pointed at himself, booming out dramatically.
Dozed? Did I hear you say doze, Mom? Nay, alas, 'twas a cunning twist of devious water current which cast us ashore thus. I never doze while navigating, never!
A young hogmaid held a drooping paw to her brow, declaiming,
Oh, Papa! I thought we were all to be drowned, lost sadly neath the raging waters.
Dimphnia wiped the babe's snout on her shawl, casting a jaundiced eye on her daughter.
Do be quiet, Tragedia. Don't interrupt your father. Well, Oaky, are we stuck here?
Removing a flop-brimmed hat and sweeping aside his time-worn cloak, Oakheart stared glumly over the rail at a number of rocks beneath the surface.
Aye, my dear, fickle fortune has swept us hard upon the strand. Rickle, can you see if anything can be done to relieve our position? There's a good chap.